Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, yeah, about this time yesterday, I guess, right?
Yeah, Ross Perot, 89 years old, passed away. Henry Ross Perot, founder, CEO of Electronic Data Systems and Perot Systems, and somebody who shook up politics in 1992. And we have political historical questions. We always like to go to our friend Bill Curry, who served as a White House advisor in Bill Clinton's administration. Mr. Curry, good morning. How are you?
I am quite well, sir. How are you?
We're good. Thanks. As Perot was running in 92 against President Clinton and President George Herbert Walker Bush, how cognizant were you of the impact he was having, and how much did that concern you?
Huge. He was having a huge impact. People may not recall, for a while in that race, right, as we left for the Democratic convention,
right,
Ross Perot was in first place in all the polls, and Clinton was in third.
No.
Absolutely. Clinton was running third and a distant third. And people got into the planes, you know, traveling to the convention. We were in New York that year, so I drove.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But people left their homes with Clinton running third. And at the convention, Perot dropped out of the race.
Was that the one where he said somebody was coming after his daughter?
He made up what looks like a fairly tall tale about mysterious government forces disrupting his daughter's wedding,
right,
and therefore he was quitting.
That's right.
And the entire country said, "Pardon me?" And he dropped out, and Clinton moved from third place to first at his convention. And trust me, it wasn't because of his speech.
Right, I know.
It's still going, isn't it?
And so it was an amazing thing. It just, and then weeks later, he got back in.
Right.
But so much air, you know, the confusion, and especially the story he told, cost him a lot of support. However, he still finished among the top three independent candidates for president of all time.
Yeah,
19%. Only Bob La Follette and Teddy Roosevelt got more than he did.
Wow.
He got 19%, right, Bill?
Barely more.
He got 19%, right?
Now, 19.7%, almost 20%.
But no Electoral College votes.
That's correct. He was shut out of the Electoral College both times. He ran again in 1996, where part of my job was, in fact, to monitor him on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, that must have been fun.
And, you know, I was watching all. We had two major independent candidates, Ralph Nader and Ross Perot. And in that race, he had 8.2% of the vote and was less of a factor. One of the things I learned then was how much he scrambled the categories. Both men,
yes,
Ralph,
yes,
and
yes,
Perot. People all just assume Perot got Republican votes, Ralph got Democratic votes.
No.
And they assumed that about 2000 in the Bush-Gore race about Ralph. All of our polling data said it wasn't true. And if you think about today, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, Ross Perot, there's a certain populist, Ralph,
there
a certain
you go,
populist strain in which they draw. Both Perot and Nader drew about equally from Democrats and Republicans, and according to our polling data in 1996.
Well, if you remember, he had a big 92 had a big rally. I think it was in Bushnell Park, like one morning.
Yeah.
And we're looking out the window down at the park, and it's like, holy moly, look at all those people there. And
well,
they were all across.
People came because they thought he was going to choose you as his running mate.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, that drew a big crowd.
Wow.
He was also, by the way, Ray, he was also, think about this, pro-choice, pro-gay rights,
yeah,
pro-gun control, yeah, pro-tax the rich. And in his campaign, and I would say this often later to Ralph Nader, if you want to educate people on issues, the last place to try to do it is a political campaign, where everything's just moving so fast and white heat and everything you say is questioned.
Right.
It's almost impossible. And one of the only exceptions, and perhaps the only exception, was Ross Perot in 1992, who raised two issues, NAFTA and the deficit.
Yes.
And on the deficit, he had an immediate impact. When I went to work for Clinton, James Carville used to say, I wish I could grow, if I come back into the life, I'd like to go back as the bond market. Because everybody does whatever the bond market wants. And I would say, wow. No, we're not doing this for the bond market. We're doing this for Ross.
Bill,
because Perot had really said, made the deficit such a primary issue that it affected policy. The trade stuff was longer term to build, but he had big issue, a big, big impact on trade and deficit spending.
We've only got about a minute and a half left here. So Perot was successful as a third-party candidate in 92, although he obviously didn't win. Why do we still just have a two-party system?
Because it's so hard to dislodge under this, especially under the system where you, where the president isn't tied to a parliamentary force, and where,
right.
and where you don't get to aggregate your votes. It's a winner take all system,
yeah.
And so it takes you. 1856, the Republican Party is born. There was also a third party, and there was a big third party. Millard Fillmore had been president, ran third party, scrambled the race up. The Republicans won the presidency, yeah. and the Whigs died. That was the last time that happened. Yeah. If this were a parliamentary system, everything would be different.
Well, and the other thing is really amusing if you want to read a funny book. It's called Irreconcilable Differences, and it's back when EDS and GM merged. And talk about a clash of cultures. It was amazing.
Oh, wow, I'll bet.
It's a great book.
What's that book called, right?
Irreconcilable Differences. There are about five of them. Like one's about that. Divorce. One's about, but the one is about the marriage of Roger Smith and Ross Perot. And believe me, they were total opposites. Hey, Bill, when's your book coming up, by the way?
Soon, I hope. By the way, I'm back on Salon.
God,
I'm writing every week for Salon. I'll be writing a weekly column about this election, at least through the election.
All right.
This week is about how the Democrats have been talking about race poorly, I think.
All right. Well,
and its effect on the campaign.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, as always,
Bill.
Sir. We appreciate
it. It's always a pleasure.
All right.
It's always fun having him on.
Yeah, he's good. He's such a his knowledge of politics does not end.
Scary.
It's encyclopedic.
It is indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.